Good morning, Alert Bay. Larry Hill here. I just want to acknowledge that we're on the traditional territory of the Namagis First Nations and how glad I am to be here with them. This is a summary of the Alert Bay Council meeting took place on May the 10th at the Legion. Everybody was present except Councillor Granger was absent. We went through all the regular stuff, adopted the meetings from the previous meetings and the agenda for this meeting and all that stuff. So. And then proceeded. The meeting started at 5 o'clock. We did have a presentation of... I just lost myself here. There we go. We had a presentation by the Nawalakwa Healing Society. There was a donation of fruit trees and berry bushes, Coyote Nelson gave the presentation by phone. They're going to donate fruit trees and bushes to the village, and we're looking for a place to put them. I thought it was a very generous thing to do and to kind of add to the food security of the island. Be great to have places where we could go and pick fruit. 673 Larch Street, there's a building application, moving application. They're going to move a house onto the island from the lower mainland. And it was moved and seconded that permit be approved upon receipt of the building cost estimate, the signed tree cutting permit. They have to cut down a couple of trees on the neighbor's property. Payment of the building moving tree cutting permits, notification to the neighboring property owners, and confirmation from the moving company of the necessary insurance documentation. So that we'll look forward to seeing that here on our island. There is no correspondence for action, correspondence for information. Canadian Coast Guard Inshore Rescue Boat Program will be servicing our area from May 22nd to September 7th. City of Burnaby, a proclamation of a day against Asian racism. Island Health News Release Overdose Awareness Campaign aims to reach men who use drugs alone. View Royal Letter to Premier Horgan, Authority and Training for Hospital Security Staff. Citizens for Quality Health Care, response to the letter from Island Health. This is the ongoing protest against closing that medical lab in Campbell River. Vancouver Island Economic Alliance 2020 State of the Island Economic Report newsletter, input to the future of the blue economy. City of Kamloops, a resolution to support professional news media. Province of BC, an NBC Investment Corp, $500 million backgrounder. 468 Cedar Street, we approved tree cutting permit for, this was for information, it's been approved already. And then we had visitor center statistics, check listings, visa breakdown, and a CRTC acknowledgement of Village of Alert Bay correspondence and confirmation. Consideration of a three-digit suicide crisis support line and a quarterly portfolio report. We received all that information. We had a bylaw project action plan. We voted that be tabled until public consultation can be held. There's a lot of changes upcoming, and we need to know what the people really would like to see here. We had a financial plan bylaw number 797. We adopted it that day, and we had been considering that previously too. Council reports, Mayor Buchanan contacted BC Hydro Rep regarding having them change four separate lights close enough together to allow for a comparison to act as a test to provide council with the different wattages and brightness. This is about, they're going to replace all of our street lights with LED lights. And remember, I made the suggestion that they be motion sensitive lights. And I did get not much support from the council about that. But this will give us a chance to look at these lights and sort of see the different wattages and make maybe a better choice. He participated in two regional district EOC meetings. He participated in four evening personnel committee regional district Zoom meetings, participated in a tri-authority video with regards to drug issue, participated in a teleconference with Ministers Osborne and Farnworth, participated in a Teams meeting with Ministers Osborne and Beara and CAO McNish to discuss COVID-19 updates, connectivity, and continued to support for local government. He participated in a team meeting with MLA Michelle Babchuk, CAO McNish, to talk about various upcoming projects like the town square, water system, tidal migration. And she offered us some suggestions for possible partnerships and other funding. And he attended a special financial meeting of the council, attended the village office for day-to-day work, responded to numerous calls and emails from office and home. Councillor Gordon attended a special financial meeting of council. Me, Councillor Hill, I attended a special finance meeting of council. The library space, the library's asked for more space. I mean, there's four possible solutions. Continue to use the building as it is. Relocation of the visitor center. Amalgamation of services, or rent or build a new space for either the library or the visitor center to occupy. We've spent more time looking at this possibility, and we are going to have to consider it as a council soon, so we'll see. Lyle McNish spoke to the library space issue, stating this was at the committee level and recommended this be brought forward by the committee at a future meeting. Councillor Gordon stated the foreshore leases at the old BC Packers would be a good location to create a tourist area with small shops, etc., as we have very limited commercial space available. I provided the village staff with the Village of Chase golf cart permit application and a self-checklist for cart owners and suggested that the modification requirements might be an opportunity for a new local business open for the service and repair of golf carts. I asked why this golf cart bylaw wasn't a part of the bylaw review project action plan. CO McNish stated that the staff can draft a golf cart bylaw for review. So we'll see what happens with that. Councillor McGregor was concerned about the inspection process in Cormorant Island residents being blindsided by the costs associated with purchasing a golf cart and the modifications required for more info. She will contact ICBC. I actually said to this councillor that when was the last time she had her car inspected? I mean, we don't have car inspections anymore. We sort of, the society depends on us to make sure that our cars are operating in safe condition. And I think the golf carts would be the same. People would fill out a permit. They'd check off that they have all the features that are required. And I think that should be good enough for all of us. Anyway, there'll be more coming about this issue. Councillor McGregor, she attended a special financial meeting of the council. Staff reports King Gordon, fire chief. They held a cleanup at the Dr. Pickup property across from the government wharf, mowing the brush, clearing. It was completed, and it just looks excellent. I was making a few comments to a couple of the volunteer firefighters how great it looks. He followed up with contacts to find about the emergency lighting options for the airstrip and the... The fire department has assisted with nighttime ambulance medevac transport, but there's a couple of options that are quite neat that Councillor Gordon's looking into. One is just having reflectors on the runway that the lights of the plane would actually, they're visible apparently from like 5 kilometers away. That would be a nice passive thing, so they're not active lights but reflectors. And so he's going to follow up on that. It's an interesting idea. There was no question period because nobody is able to come to these meetings. There was a motion to exclude the public, and there was an issue that that we dealt with, and council dealt with that, and we had the meeting adjourned at 6:26 p.m. So thanks very much.